Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What did the film tell you from Sunday?
Yeah, film told us, obviously, we didn't play well enough to win that game. Some missed opportunities here or there. Missed assignments, missed throws. Stuff to clean up. A lot of stuff that, you know, we can take and we can learn from. End of the day, it's week one. We got a lot to do. We got a lot to learn from, and we've got our sights set on this week in division against Miami.
Red zone clearly 1-4. That was something you guys did not do much of last year. You were always scoring. Did you pinpoint any particular problems down there?
Well, again, just the execution of plays just wasn't where it needed to be. Starts with me there. So, again, we've learned from some things, and. You know, we're excited to get back out on the field and play some football again. It's week one of 17, and you know, Sunday will be a good test against a really good in-division opponent. You know, they're playing well. You know, going back to last year, they played really well. But you know, this year's a new year. What we did last year, what they did last year, what we did last week and what they did last week, it doesn't matter. You know, it's a game plan week to week league, and we got to go out there and execute.
How much does something like that drive this offense to, you know, be what it can be? You guys are always attacking. You have established that reputation. How much do you just want to get out on that field and put that one behind you and start attacking the way you know you can?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, the best way to cure that is to go out there and execute and play how we know how we can play football. But, again, it's going to be no easy task going against you know, the team that we're playing this week, and we got to find ways to move the ball and put the ball in the end zone. And ultimately, that's the job of the offense, to score as many points as you can, and at the end of the game, hopefully score more points than the other team. So that's what we got to do. That's what every team's got to do to win, and it's no different for us. So yeah, we're hungry. Obviously, we're gonna have a good week of practice, and our guys are pretty focused here.
Joshua, have you seen out of this Miami?
Yeah, I mean, they do a lot of different things. Obviously, their secondary is pretty good. They got, you know, some vets back there that have been making some plays. And, you know, they switch up some things. And they looked a little different, obviously, than what they did last year. But, you know, when they're healthy, they're really good. And they got two guys on the outside in the secondary that are darn good players. And, I mean, they got good players all around their defense. So we got to find ways to move the ball, be smart with it, and not have any turnovers, and that's a point of emphasis, just making sure that we're taking care of what we need to take care of, you know, and try to go out there and execute.
Hey, Josh, I want to go back to something. I don't want to belabor this, but something you talked about on postgame. You had said, I think jitters or nerves, whatever the word was you used, and affected your footwork and that type of thing. Have you had a couple of days to maybe reflect on that, evaluate that, gauge the impact it had on the performance, you know, within the Pittsburgh game, and how do you kind of move past that?
Yeah, I mean, we're past it. You know, we've got a 24-hour rule here, and win or lose, we gotta turn our attention towards the next week. So that's what we're doing. Like I said, we learned a lot of things from the tape this last week, and you know, we're looking forward to applying them on the game field Sunday.
I mean, everybody gets preseason. I get them in the press box, so I'll acknowledge it. First game. No, it's true. But how much? Did what Pittsburgh did to you in always being in your face, did it just continue to keep you and the offense off balance in some ways and kind of extend the jitters that perhaps you were experiencing?
I wouldn't go that far, but again, credit to them. They had a really good game plan. They were able to affect what I was doing. They got really good players over there, and we got really good players on my side too. So, again, they had a good game plan, and it is what it is. We're looking forward to this matchup, and again, they got some good guys, and who knows what type of game plan they're gonna have until we start playing, and we'll have to make some adjustments and go from there. But from what we see on film, they're a really well coached team. Obviously, they got some good players, and ultimately, we got to find a way to move the ball and score.
Hey Josh, you through your career, you've had really good success in ball team as, but individually against Miami. Is that just circumstance that you've played so well against them in the six games you've played them?
Yeah, probably. It's not like I get any more fired up for them than I do for any other game, but. Our coaches do a really good job of game planning, and we've just been, those games we've just executed really well. So we got to have that same mindset of just going out there and whatever coach calls, we got to, put forward our best effort. And if he calls a run, we got to block a run and make the right mic point and do things on my end that can help that run. And if he calls a pass, try to complete the pass, but stay ahead of the sticks and play football how we know how to play football.
Josh, protecting the football is always a key, obviously, for you guys. Is it more so this week when you play a team like Miami that's been so good for so long and taking it away?
Yeah, I think they were number one in the league last year in takeaways. And obviously, takeaways is kind of what fuels a defense. And if you can force takeaways and put your offense in a good position, you're usually going to have success in the win department. And that's one of the key stats that, obviously, I think the whole league kind of takes account of is – turnover differential and making sure that we're on top of that. And we weren't this last week, and you saw it. It usually comes down to one or two plays here or there that can affect the game. So making sure that we're being smart with the football, covering it up two hands, and making good decisions with the ball in the air.
John, one of the things you said after the last game was that you need to take what the defense gives you at times. But how do you find the balance between doing that and also still looking for those explosive plays that have had so much success for you guys in the last couple of years here?
Yeah, I mean, I think when the opportunity is there, obviously you got to take it. And going back to last week, I hate doing it, but the one to E, overthrowing him just a little bit. And when teams like the Steelers or like the Dolphins give you an opportunity to hit one of those, you better do it because they're not going to give you another opportunity to do it. So it's just being smart with the football and taking advantage of the opportunities that are given. But ultimately just trying to find completions and like I said, stay ahead of the sticks. And that's what we were really good at last year. And obviously teams have watched film and they get to the game plan how they want to game plan, but we got to make in-game adjustments. And I got to find, especially early on, just more completions.
Do you think one leads to another? Do you think if you take what the defense gives you early, then ultimately there might be more openings?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, it forces their hand. Like, are we going to keep letting him just take completions? Are we going to start pressing up and force him to throw the ball deep? So it's two philosophies of defense and it's two philosophies of offense that kind of coincide with each other.
Josh, I know the drive didn't go the way you wanted, but to see Isaiah give you that start at the beginning of the game, knowing that he's going to have more opportunities like that, how big can that be for you and for him?
Huge. I mean, I think average field position is also another key stat that a lot of teams look at. And obviously, the better field position you have, the higher chance you have scoring points. And I know we went 3-and-out in that first possession, but to get 3 points right off the bat in the first minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever it was, that's big. Points are always big, and it's not easy to score in this league. It's not easy to win in this league. So you take points however you can get them.
He's got a great personality. He's a lot of fun. I'm sure that you would agree with that, Isaiah, as well. He seems like a guy, though, like just whenever you can get the ball in his hands, like there's that potential. Is that something that you guys think of kind of week in, week out, just finding ways to get him involved?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of juice, and, when he touches the ball, usually good things happen. So, ultimately, I'm not really part of the game planning and scheming of trying to get the ball to specific guys, and I do have some input in there. But, he obviously, the more he touches the ball, the better for us, and that's why he's kind of been our gadget sweep guy and just trying to find him creative ways to get the ball.
You laughed a little bit about the personality. You want to elaborate?
I hate him.
And Josh, last year in that last game, you put up 56 against them. Would it just be human nature to expect that they probably haven't forgotten that? I know it's a new season, new team, but you know, if you were on the other end of that, would you be thinking in week two, would you be remembering what they did to you if it was vice versa?
Potentially, but again, they're 1-0, we're 0-1, but you know, we don't really focus on that. We got to focus on going in there and going into a hostile environment and trying to execute.
I know we heard from Jordan and Micah after the game saying not to panic. In that sense, how much can a result, a performance like that, potentially benefit this team?
I mean, I think, you know, if you look at kind of like last year, the losses that we had, how we had them, you know, forced us to be a little more hungrier and maybe humbled us a little bit and just forced us to focus on, you know, what's important, what we need to work on. So, again, it's only really a loss if you don't learn from it and you know, put your, you know, best foot forward the next week. But, again, we know what we got to work on. You know, Coach McDermott has, you know, gave us the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, we're looking forward to going out there on Sunday and, again, getting another opportunity to play this great game.
How much has that experience helped you guys as a group? I mean, you know, things get so magnified in an open or two, right? Either way.
Yeah.
People make assessments of it, big picture type stuff. But to have had, I'm thinking, for example, the Tennessee game last year, the way you guys came back from that, having had that experience, how much do you think it potentially benefits this team?
I think you learn more in losses than you do in wins, and to have it early on especially, just kind of reset our focus and like I said, force us to kind of focus on some things that we need to work on that, you know, if we would have won that game somehow, maybe wouldn't be working on things we're working on right now. So there's always a benefit to it, you know, especially early on, but definitely don't want to make it a habit.
Josh, what are some –
Yeah, like I said earlier, taking completions early and you know, trying to sustain drives and maybe working bottom up instead of top down in some of our concepts and you know, forcing their defense to stay on the field a little longer, and you know, the longer they stay on there, the more tired they get, and, you know, the less the pass rush becomes a problem, and you know, the more opportunities present themselves downfield. I can't tell you all that. No, but we're just trying to execute and put our attention to where it needs to be.
Does the fact front seven players can wear single digits body weight on?
Yes. Yeah.
It's been a fair amount of criticism thrown at the offensive line. How have you seen guys like John respond to that the last couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, they're guys that absolutely care about this team. They care about their job. They're going to do everything in their power to be the best versions of themselves. And by no means has anybody lost any confidence in them. And, you know, we're looking forward to you know, having really good years from both those guys and really from all five guys up front, whoever may be playing. So there's no loss in confidence at all. You know, we got to go out there and there's things I can do better. There's things they know they can do better. There's like everybody, you know, even from Coach Dable to Coach McDermott to – you know, everybody in this organization, and we're extremely accountable, but we care about each other, and, you know, we don't want to let each other down.
Russell Wilson said in Seattle, they call it Tell the Truth Mondays when they watch film. Do you guys have anything that you call it specifically, and how kind of you talk about how cringeworthy those Mondays can be sometimes? Was this one of those days? Was this one of those Mondays?
You know, we don't have a word like that, but it's I think it's a good way to kind of explain what Mondays are to people, and ultimately, you know, it's one game, and we're not gonna freak out over it, you know, and we know what we need to get better at, and you know, like you said, some days Mondays are better than others, but again, you know, I've been in this league for 4 years now, and I've kind of learned one thing: it's never as bad as you thought, but it's never as good as you thought on wins as well. There's always things that you can learn from and grow from, and but you got to take the good with the bad, vice versa.
Hey, Josh.
I know you don't necessarily, or you don't go up against these other quarterbacks, but when you look around the division, how much change there's been, how young these guys are, what's it like to be in the middle of that change
I don't know. It's cool being the oldest quarterback in our division. Obviously, having the, it's weird. But having the, I don't know, the most flow, I guess. You know, we've had same offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, head coach for the last, you know, going on 4 years now. So having that camaraderie that we have here, it definitely helps out in that aspect of just comfortability with the offense.
Hey, Josh, the vaccination mandate, you know, for the fans is a story here. And I don't think we're going to get a chance to talk to Cole and Reed, but they came out on Twitter today and offered to buy tickets for fans for road games who couldn't otherwise attend here because of that. I would ask you generally, to what degree is that a topic in the locker room or whatever?
No real reaction. It's my job to be the quarterback here and try to be the best team that I can be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.